we have to hear our the teachings of Rupa Goswami and to act upon those teachings. Then we can get Gopi Prem, Radha Prem, we can understand. But he starts from this. What is anti-devotional? Vacha Begam, Manasa Krodha Begam, Jiva Begam, Udarupastha Begam, Etan Beganja Vishayata Dhira Sarva Bhimam Prativim Shashishyat. Jah Dhira Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Manja Rahita Pandita Bhakti Vacha Begam, Bhakkar Beg, Manasa Begam, Maner Beg, Krodha Begam, Krodher Beg, Jiva Begam, Jivar Beg, Udara Begam, Udarer Beg, Upastha Begam, Upasthar Beg, Etan Began, Eshara Beg, Vishahate, Dharan Kurite, Samartha, Tini, Ei Sarva Samastha Prithivike, Shasan Kurite Pare. He can govern the whole world. Those dhir, dhir means they are calm and serene, calm and steady, calm and composed, whatever you say, dhir. No other desire, dhir, no desire for enjoyment, no desire for salvation, no desire for yogic attainments, nothing. He is called dhir. That dhir, undisturbed person. No desire of the worlds. If anybody, such dhir bhakti, can control the words, whatever words I want to speak, I have spoken, and there is disturbance. But dhir bhakti, they speak in such a way, there will be no disturbance. The force of the words are controlled by them. Force of the words. Impetus. Impetus of speak, idle talks. Impetus of speak, unnecessary talks. This is, they do not do. Vacha Begam, even in ordinary management of the company or management in business, you should have this qualification. We have seen one person there, about 17 collieries, he was the proprietor, very rich person in Dhanbad. We all liked him because he never used harsh words, piercing words, never. And all the employees, they are very much happy with him. And his business is increasing day by day, day by day, day by day. Even for worldly affairs it is good. Vacha Begam, Bhakkar Beg. But for bhajan it is absolutely necessary. You have to control your words. Piercing words at least, you should not say. Manasa Beg, and you have to control your mind. When mind evil thoughts has come, and you are even thinking about this. No, you have to control this. You should stop this thinking. And Krodha Beg, when there is anger, we become upset. That Krodha Beg, when we have got some sort of desire, and that desire is not fulfilled, then you become upset. That is also anti-devotional. You should control your anger, control your tongue to eat delicious foods. No, this is not good. You should take whatever is given by Vaishnava and Gurudev as prasad. As prasad, when you have this sort of darshan, dhishan, prasad, you cannot enjoy it. Prasad is non-different from Krishna. I don't enjoy it. If you take from the shop, you take it here. But if we take what is offered to the Supreme Lord, like this, the thought is different, jiva being. And when there be tendency to take much food, then there may be this sort of impetus to take much udar being. Oh, I have got so much dishes in this mart, always you cannot get good dishes, today you have got, let us take much. You know, this is not good. Upasthi beg, if there is no control over stomach, then there will be all the sense organs will get impetus, will get power. This sort of enjoining spirit, all the sense organs will be powerful and they will take you to different objects of the sense organs. Jiva beg and udara beg, then you want to take much. And by that there will be sense for sex desire. And this sarva-sarva-veg, it is, if anybody can control this, he can govern the whole world.